Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory be to God. Give a big hand clap to the worship team. Thank you so much. Yes, thank you, Sam, for leading the service. Glory be to God. I am like Sam. I don't know how to put people in a party mood. Okay, Sam was failing to do that, and I was like, "Why wasn't Sandra here? You know, you leave the baby with the mother." Okay. So that people cannot, because it is a celebration. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe Sandra can come and give us a what? Come, Sandra, please. Hallelujah. This is a celebration, yeah? Okay, but there's either you're in the presence or something like that. Okay? And men don't know how to do what? How to do that. Glory be to God. The worship team is very smart, aren't they? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. As usual, women, when you invite them to do something, they take ages. Okay? To just walk up here, you know? Okay? It reminds me when we were growing up. You know, those days, Christmas, Easter? Okay? Anyway, I'm sure my family was like with Julianas, because we share the same tribe. So, man, you would eat at like 5 p.m. because all food must be ready. Remember, you're going to eat some foods later, but all of them must be ready before you start on. You understand? Eh? And I was like, what was the logic behind that? Eh? Do you do that? It makes sense. You see women, that it makes sense. Glory be to God. Amen? Okay. What are you going to do?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah. Okay. Glory to God. Are we excited? Like, you don't seem excited. Like, for real, you don't. So, my sister sent me a message this morning, and I thought it would bless you. She said, Sandra, look at the rains. It's a confirmation of the monsoon rains today. Yeah. So, how many of you are excited? How many of you want the monsoon rains? Let's receive them in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Happy 5-year anniversary. So tell your neighbor the same thing. People are looking wonderful. Guys, you're looking good and the church is full. Glory to God. Amen. Anything else? Yeah, that's it.
Glory be to God. Isn't it different? Hallelujah. Everyone has their anointings for different things. Hallelujah. Okay. Glory be to God. Yes. Amen. You should learn these things. Meanwhile, this day is very important to heaven. All right. Why? You can be like, but no, the rain, if the rain hadn't come, more people would be here. But I'll tell you, I'll give you evidence. On Saturday morning, the other week, all right, I had a dream. And in this dream, I saw two people in this church who were planning to travel. Okay? Basically, they were not going to be here today. All right? And I didn't know about it. Eh? Okay? And in the dream, God was telling them that they should remain, they should stay and be here on 8th. Eh? Why? Because what they were going to do abroad is more important. No, it's less important than being with us to celebrate this anniversary. All right? And in the dream I saw, they were going to lose money. Because remember when you've paid, the ticket is this amount. When you reschedule, okay, you have to pay, what are they called, fines or whatever, extra what, monies. They were going to lose money, Okay, but God was saying that this fifth anniversary service is more important than what they're going to do. And God was like, they can always go another time. Okay, just imagine you, Bob, okay, when God sends you a dreamer, you're supposed to go somewhere, okay, you have already paid with your wife, and God says, stay. Okay, the implication being that you might have to pay another 3 million, what? And God is like, that is not important. All right? In fact, in the dream, anyway, that shows that this day is very important to God. All right? There are two people here who are what? They are here, but they have lost money. You understand? They have lost money on tickets. But God is like, yeah, this day is very important to me. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? The things of God are what? All right. Yeah, so, all right. Yeah, this is very important. We are making, or we have made 5 years. Glory be to God. 5 years of God's goodness, of God's faithfulness. God has been good to us. Hallelujah. God has been so, so good to us. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Sandra should have preached, I think. Amen. Yeah, because I don't know how to do it. But I believe there should be more celebration than what it is now. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, LAT, for the 5 years that we have been here, we've been attempting to do just one thing. Okay? And that one thing is in 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 5. Okay? That verse says, it was David speaking to his son Solomon, and he said that you, David, you, Solomon, my son, you're young and inexperienced. Yet the house to be built for the Lord must be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all the nations. Glory be to God. God gave me this word on 2 November 2000. I was in medical school, and he told me that a day will come when you will build me a house, okay? And that house will be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all the nations. All right? Now, when you think about this, okay, we haven't seen anything yet. All right? Imagine a house that is of great magnificence, okay, and fame and splendor in the sight of all nations. Okay? So this work began in 31st, 2014. All right? And we've been trying to do just that. Just that. A house in which God can call his house. All right? Not a house which is for a man or a woman. Okay? A house which is built for reasons other than the Lord. All right? Now, this house, if we're going to do exactly what God wants us to do, it must be built according to God's specifications. Remember, it's God's house. Eh? All right? So it must be built according to how God wants it to be. All right? God, concerning his house, he's not interested in surprises. All right? Women say, men say amen. Okay? Women love surprises. All right? They love surprising people with presents. They love to be surprised with presents. All right? However, God, I'm very sure that concerning his house, he's not interested in surprises. Glory be to God. Amen. Probably that's why it is a man who is a pastor of this church. Okay? It's possible that if it was a woman, she would be thinking of what? How to surprise God. Okay? I'm joking. Eh? But I'm very serious. Concerning a house of God, God is not interested in surprises. Alright? Hallelujah. So, the house must be built according to God's what? Specifications. And that is exactly what Solomon did. Alright? The Bible says in 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 11, it says that then David gave his son Solomon the plans for the vestibule, its houses, its treasuries, its upper chambers, its inner chambers, and the place of the mercy seat. And the plans for all that he had by the Spirit. The plans that he had by who? By the Spirit. No surprises to the Spirit. No surprises to God. Alright? God gave Solomon, through David, of course, the plans for the house. Okay? The plans of all the courts of the house of the Lord, of all the chambers all around, of the treasuries of the house of God, and of the treasuries for the dedicated things. Alright? Verse 19, David says that all these plans, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me all the works, all the plans of this house. Alright? No surprises. Glory be to God. Amen. So if we're going to do a good work for the Lord in building him a house that is going to be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all the nations, it must be built according to his instructions. Glory be to God. Amen. One of the instructions I believe we have as a church here is that Sam should be one of the people to lead the services. Okay? Another instruction we have in this church is that Sandra should be one of the people to lead services in this church. All right? That's why you can see when she came here, she came with what? you know? Because she's supposed to be here. Glory be to God. Now, it is up to her if she obeys or not, but that instruction is from heaven. All right? Okay? Carol is among them. Glory be to God. We are not doing our own things. Glory be to God. Amen? We want to do exactly what Solomon did, to build according to God's plans, according to the pattern of heaven. Amen? Now, one of the instructions, which could actually be the most important in building a house for God, is that the foundation of the house must be Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, I'm telling you very basic things, okay, and simple things, but I have learned over the years that the most important things in life are actually the very simple things in life. Hallelujah. The most important things in life are actually the simplest things. And because they're the simplest, people ignore them. Alright? People ignore them. Alright? I'll never forget. Anyway, the most important things in life, I'm telling you the truth. There are those simple things, those simple wisdoms, you know, but people are looking for deep, hard things. Okay? Now, the most important thing when it comes to the house of God, okay, is the foundation. And that foundation is Jesus Christ. Okay? There's nothing deeper than that. I know you want me to say something very deep. There is nothing deeper than Jesus Christ. There's nothing deeper than that. Okay? Now, if you want to be deep, you can maybe say Jesus Christ in Greek. Okay? But it will be the same thing. Yeah? Christos is whatever, you know, eh? And that, by the way, will excite some people, and they will think it's a new revelation as what? Today we got a new revelation of the foundation. Yet someone just say Jesus Christ, but in a way that excites carnality. The most important thing is Jesus Christ. All right? Because anyway, it's his house. Eh? All right? 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 9. It says, for we, okay, are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. Eh? You're God's house. Eh? Paul is saying. Verse 10, according to the grace of God which was given to me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. No other foundation can we lay other than the foundation of Jesus Christ. What does that mean? That means that everything we do as a church, as a congregation, must be because Jesus said. Alright? It must be because it's going to please him. Hallelujah. Especially since it is his house. Hallelujah. Amen? No surprises. All right? You attempt to do surprises for God, ogenda kutomela. Hallelujah. Ogenda kolashi? Ogenda kutomela. Hallelujah. You can do surprises for your boyfriend, eh? Because omumanyi, you know? You're like, my boyfriend, you know, I noticed, maybe, you know, I'll tell you a story. You know, years ago, you know, I had a wallet, then it got lost. Anyway, there's something that happened to it, it got lost. So, now, I was like, now, I buy a wallet, to put money in it, it didn't make sense. I have pockets. You understand? So buy a wallet. Use money to buy something in which you're going to keep money. I was like, no. They took all my guests. So I didn't have a wallet for I don't know how many years. My money, you know. Higher. But now to get that money and buy a wallet to put money. No, it didn't make sense. All right? Then, I began to date. All right? I met Jera and we began to date. So sometimes when we would be with her, you know, like, you know, just what, you know. Then at times, man, coins would what? Man, I think Jera was like this guy. Okay, so anyway, so she one time surprised me with a what? A wallet. Glory be to God. All right, now, so you can do those surprises for your boyfriends and your girlfriends, all right, for your wife and husband, for your brother, eh? But don't attempt to do surprises for who? For God. Actually, some women and men are kutomelad, eh? When they, you know, doing surprises for their wives and husbands. The chick didn't like what? You know, eh? Hallelujah. So, We must do everything according to God's plans, and because that's what he likes. He has told us that njagala chinoe. I want some, yeah. So don't surprise God by what? By bringing someone else, what? In front here. Glory be to God. You don't know what they carry. You don't know what they're going to say. They might say nonsense. And then start thinking that Pastor Moses needs money. Then they start telling people, Kati Mugabe. You understand? Eh? And the pastor is saying, my goodness, what did this person say? Okay? Who has $1,000, you know. Okay? You've seen that on social media? Something to do with $1,000? Have you seen it? Okay, good. Yeah. Hallelujah. So, with God, no surprises. Hallelujah. And you see, that makes it very simple. We don't have to think so hard to build gold. No, we don't have to think hard. Oh, you just go. You go somewhere, and you're like, God, what should we do for you? And then he tells you, do this. Simple. Hallelujah. You don't have to learn Greek. You don't have to learn Hebrew, you know. Okay? But you can learn them because sometimes those things are important. Okay? Now, if we do this, okay, we build the house according to his instructions. We build the foundation, which is Jesus Christ. Many things are going to result in what we are doing. Last Sunday, we talked about what this church is going to become in this country. Okay? Something I can't go into because there are visitors here. Hallelujah. All right? Okay? However, we shall get to that point, okay, when LAT will be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all the nations. Glory be to God. That day is coming. Hallelujah. And it is not in the distant future. Alright? It is what? It is coming. Alright? Now, the things I have told you concerning this church, you can apply them also in your life. Actually, you should apply them in your life. Alright? When you got saved, Romans 10:9, you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Alright? The Bible says, if you confess with your mouth, okay? If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. Eh? Okay? So you confess the Lord Jesus. Eh? Okay? Other versions say, if you confess the Lordship of Jesus. Now, Lord there doesn't mean God. Okay? It means Lord, like a landlord. All right? A master. All right? Like what Sarah used to call Abraham. Eh? Okay? She used to call Abraham Lord. Okay? There's a cousin of mine, you know, she was going to get married. Okay? And I went to see her with her mother. And she saved, and the mother was very, very saved. Okay? Then I told her, by the way, you have to call your husband Lord. Mkamawange. Man, this very, very saved mother of hers cut a wire. She said, no, never do that. I said, but it said in Peter that, you know, wives should be like what? Like Sarah, you know, who called what? Her husband what? You didn't say amen. You are a lawyer, so you understand. Mukama, you know, this Lord is not God. It is Lord, Master. Okay? Now, when you got saved, okay, you confessed the Lordship of Jesus. Okay? That means you decided that Jesus is going to be your master. Hmm? Now, if Jesus is your master, if really, 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 for real, Jesus is your master, it means you shouldn't do anything he hasn't told you to do. Glory be to God. Okay? Susan, you confessed the Lordship of Jesus. Okay? You surrendered your rights. Hmm? Okay? Including your money. All right? All those things which you always wanted to be when you were a child, or when you are still stupid. You are grown up, but still stupid. All right? You surrendered all those things. Okay? And you're like, now I am a slave. You are the master. Okay? That essentially meant, okay, that you were pledging not to do anything which hasn't told you to do. Glory be to God. William, you pledged not to marry who the Lord has told you not to marry. Okay? However, what? These days, the word is hot or cool. In our days, a handsome guy was called a cool guy. A hunk, what? Cool, you know? Now, apparently, these days it is hot. That man, that guy is hot. Is that true? What do you call handsome guys? When you say handsome guy, like the ones you have seen in the worship team, what do you call? You know, okay, it is hot. You see, language, you know, evolves, you know, it changes. Okay, now to me, when I hear someone is saying that that guy is hot, to me he was... Gray hair, it sounds wrong. It's like, man, what's wrong, you know, with this guy? With, you know, with this chick. All right? So, what was I saying? Yes, you don't what? You don't do what he hasn't told you to do. All right? There is this thing, your first degree, master's, what? You know, that stuff. Okay? People have done master's, but they're earning 400,000. Okay, but you think if you do a master's, so you see, one of the things that is even making you do a master's is money. Nothing to do with the will of God. So you go away or whatever to Canada to study, mobs. You're there, mobs at night studying for a master's, okay? And that evening, you are supposed to meet your wife. Nay, you gave yourself plans, master's. Now you're missing your wife. Some other thug is taking her. Can you imagine? Some thug is taking our beautiful girl. You see, because your mother, your father told you that what? If there were no, at least 2 degrees. In this house, at least 2 degrees. All right? You see, don't do things. You're not, you know, you confessed the lordship of Jesus. L-A-T, the Lord is our master. We are building his house. You understand? It is not our house. It is his house. So if it is not our house, we don't build it, you know, how we want it to be like. We build it according to what the owner wants it to be like. Isn't that simple? But their life is very simple. I hope you know that. Do you know that life is simple? But their life is simple. You guys, I'm 43 and I've come to that conclusion. Life is simple. Glory be to God. All right? Now, my mother-in-law one time told my wife, she was giving her advice, I think. Well, I don't know where it was advice, but just KB. She's like, men are very simple people. Okay? It is women who mess them up. Okay? Surprise me. Okay. She said, men are very simple people. Glory be to God. Now, some might be having his 3K here. 3,000, what? Which we shilling. But she knows, he knows the brother has a birthday tomorrow or even today. You know, because some tabiri ko, you know, they are thinking about to buy my brother a present, a surprise. But his brother's birthday is today. He's going to get his 3K after he and go and have lunch. Then after the lunch, texts the brother, hey man, what's up? Happy birthday. That is if he does it. Okay? On Monday, he might meet the wife. And the wife said, hey, it was so-and-so's birthday. He said, hey, oh, tell him hi. You know, simple one. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You have how many daughters? Three, eh? Two. You're finished. Your simplicity. Gone. Go now, two plus what? Their mother. And sometimes their sister also wants a surprise from what? From the brother. Okay? But anyway, life is very what? These things are very simple. I'm telling you the truth. Life is very simple. It is just so complicated. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, you confess the Lordship of Jesus. That means Jesus is your Lord. That means don't do what he doesn't want you to do. Okay? Also, do what he tells you to do. Very simple. Very what? Very simple. And when you do that, man, life will be good. Now, I'm not saying you won't get issues, the enemy won't attack you, eh? All right? However, if he attacks you, you won't be defeated. Glory be to God. The Lord, God told the children of Israel that if you obey me, okay, enemies will come to you in one direction. You see, he said they will come. There are no prayers you can pray that no enemy should ever come against you. If you pray those prayers, you're just wasting your time. You're wasting your time. Okay? The scripture says enemies will come. But he also promised that when they come, if you're obeying my commandments, they will come at you in one direction, but they will flee in seven. Hallelujah. That is if you're obeying me. Okay? If you're treating me as the master. Glory be to God. Luke chapter 6 as I end. Luke chapter 6. Jesus said, but why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He's like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against that house. You see, a flood came. Okay. However, it could not shake it. Why? Because it was founded on the rock. What is the rock doing? What the master, okay, what the Lord told them to do. Okay? But he who had and did nothing, okay, he who had my words and didn't obey me, is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and it immediately fell, and the ruin of that house was what? Was great. Because it's great. They read. You understand? All right? Now, this is what happens when people don't build on the foundation of Jesus Christ. When people don't live their lives according to the instructions of the Lord. All right? A flood will come. Okay? A flood will come. And you have to go. A financial flood, a flood of, you know, floods of all sorts. Okay? You have, but if you built it on the foundation of what Jesus told you to do, all right, you can never be defeated. You can never be defeated. Glory be to God. Okay? Concerning finances, if you build your finances on the foundation of what the Lord told you to do, okay, the enemy will attempt, he will throw you some things, okay, but you can never suffer financially, okay. I, for one, all right, in which year, 1999, I think, the Lord told me in an audible voice, I was in Northcote, Rome, I think 193, Okay, I had an audible voice, and the voice said, if you joyfully obey the laws of giving and receiving, you will never see financial depression in your life. Now, floods have come to take me away from that word. Okay? However, I've remained steady because this was built on the foundation of what the Lord told me. Glory be to God. Okay? Most of you know the flood that came against LAT. Why weren't we destroyed? Why is LAT still in existence? It's because we had built on the foundation of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. It is simple. We didn't go somewhere and then start breaking curses, what, you know, yeah? Hallelujah. If you just obey the Lord, okay? Number one, his word. Number two, the instructions he gives you. Your prayers, there won't be so many things, you know, breaking. Now, you know, a curse for what? You know? The Bible says that a curse cannot take cause when there is no what? When there's no what? When there's no reason. It's there. Proverbs 26:2. One of the reasons why people have so many curses messing them up, okay, it's because they are not walking with the Lord. They are not in tune with the Master. Balikubiawe. Okay? So because Balikubiawe, that's how the enemy, you know, is able to hammer them. Glory be to God. Amen? That is what God wants us to hear today. Okay? Very simple things. LAT, we are building on the foundation, which is Jesus Christ. Okay? Today, we are here to praise and worship Jesus Christ. This day is not made for Pastor Moses Musinguzi. Do you understand? Okay? It is for the Lord. Okay? It is not for some. Glory be to God. All right? I mean, you have, a good head. But this is not your day. Hallelujah. Amen? Now, the reason why we have survived to this day, we are here. And from what you had last Sunday, okay, God gave us the number of years we have left, all right, for a promise to get fulfilled. All right? Why is that so? Because we are building on the foundation and we are doing only what the Lord tells us to do. Glory be to God. Now, what God wants you to take away from today, members of LAT and visitors, is find out what the Lord wants you to do in any area of your life and just do that. Especially since when you got saved, you confessed his lordship. You accepted him as your Lord. Not God. You accepted him as Lord. That word means what? Like a landlord. Eh? Okay? You hear what I'm saying? You understand? Now, live like he's your Lord. Don't do your own things. Are you listening to me? If you're here and you're waiting for me to say something deep, a nugget, you know, you're waiting for a nugget that will sort out your life forever. Okay? Probably every word I've said today has been a nugget. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the nugget is, well, I don't know what it is. However, you confess the Lord. You confess Jesus as your Lord. Okay? Now, live like he's your Lord. Glory be to God. The reason why Juliana is blessed, I believe she is blessed, okay, is to a degree that I know of, she's working like the Lord is her master. Glory be to God. Amen? You guys, Don't do what the Lord hasn't told you to do. And only do what he tells you to do. Don't complicate your life. Hallelujah. Let this sink. Okay? Don't do your own things. Esther, don't do your own things. Young children, learn this earlier. There are some of us who messed up many years of life because we didn't know this. Okay? We thought we were supposed to become any to do. No. Okay? We made mistakes. Now you have the opportunity to hear these things. Life is so simple. Life is what? So simple, eh? Just obey the Lord. Sam, just obey the Lord. Don't get caught up in fun. Let the Lord lead you. Don't go by the masses. Because you fear they might what now? Yeah, what this Museveni, the potholes? Where is Bobby Wine going to get money to fix all the roads in Uganda? Okay? These politicians just don't tell you the truth. This nation is a poor nation. No president will ever come in this country and give everyone jobs. They just can't tell you that because they know if they tell you the truth, you won't vote them. But they think you're intelligent enough to know. Are you listening to me? They think you're intelligent enough to know that money didn't exist in this country, at least now, and I guess until the kingdom comes. It's the truth. So don't be deceived by someone who tells you ngenda kuba wa mwene milimu. Techiliyo. Yeah, what you do, start asking the Lord whether you should start your own mulimu. You understand? All my life you have been faithful.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.